welcome to the Fishbowl. If you're joining us for the first time, my name is Melanie.
And I'm Karina.
And we are two best friends.
And mental health professionals.
Aiming to demystify mental health.
And fighting to end stigma.
We hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening. Leave us your feedback.
Hi.
I feel like I'm looking down. I haven't done this in such a long time, but we are back.
Yep.
Today. Today anyway.
I know. We're back for the moment. How's that?
How has everybody been?
Okay. I think we've been all right. Give me 1 second, because of course we're already having some technical difficulty. I was supposed to start the audio recording. I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
So, anyway, we'll just keep talking till I figure this out.
Well, in recapping, it's been almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, we are on season 3, episode 7.
Well, I don't know. Are we just going to cut it there, or should we start an all brand new season? Because, you know, it's been almost a year.
Well, let's see. Trust the process.
Yes, we're going to trust the process.
Trust the process.
And I'm sorry if I keep looking down, but the machine is down there. So anyway, let me push go. Amen.
And we have our tea with us.
Yep.
We have some good tea. We have some good company. And it was a spontaneous thought, and we acted on that thought. Like, let's record. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Sure.
What else am I doing?
Except looking like a bum right now, because, you know,
we're gonna trust the process.
It's just so nice. I don't know how many times more I want to do Facebook videos, but I think for all intents and purposes, we've been gone so long that it's just nice to see everybody.
I think once in a while we'll be good, and then we go back to just audio,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe show up every once in a while.
Yep, sounds about right. So, I need to figure out how to pop this bad boy out. There we go. So that I can see comments and whatnot. So, all right, here we go.
What kind of tea did you make me?
You asked for 7 blossoms. So I made you 7 blossoms tea, and it's like a good tea in Spanish, but I forget how to pronounce it. It's delicious, so you're welcome.
Thank you. So today we had an idea, and our topic for today is trust the process. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for a really good grounding exercise to do, because I felt like that was a good way to start off this episode. With everything that's happened, everything that's been going on, sometimes that disconnect, which is what we've done,
mm-hmm.
And grounding is helpful to help us get us recentered and back on track and find our purpose again. And I think that's what this almost year break allowed us to do, is just find our purpose again and recenter. And I think we came back to this. So this is part of that plan, mm-hmm. moving forward. So,
yeah. Okay. So where's this fancy grounding exercise?
We went live real fast. But it was too quick.
It was too quick for you, huh?
But
you couldn't find it.
It was actually, how about I just kind of describe it to you, and then maybe I can walk you through something.
Okay.
I'll wing it if we.
I'm down for winging it.
Okay.
You've been doing it this long now.
So some of this year I've been watching a lot of TikToks, right? And there's some really good things that I've learned on TikTok. Like the whole COVID.
I think we learned a lot of stuff on TikTok.
Like all of COVID, I learned something. Learned lots of new things on TikTok. But also there was a grounding technique, and it was a couple that was doing it, and he was helping ground his wife, and it was really sweet to watch how supportive he was and helping her, but in his ability to recognize that was what she needed in that moment. And so he goes on to say, you're exactly where you need to be. You're exactly where you need to be, in the place that you need to be. You are wanted, you are loved, you are here. And he was just really holding this space for her and helping her in that moment. And you could see her, she's closing her eyes and tears fall. He's like, I love you. I'm glad you're here. And I was like, golly.
What? I know you're making me all teary.
It was powerful to show up for people. And that's what it reminded me of, and trusting the process. Like when we don't feel, you know, sometimes we can feel alone, or we're lacking purpose or initiative, or what am I doing? Mm-hmm. Sometimes in that moment, we can go back to those, like those videos, and it serves as a reminder to trust the process, right? To ground yourself and to remind yourself. And these moments where we can disconnect allow us to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing that I've learned the most, is that it's okay to not do it all. There's a lot of pressure to be a place, be a certain way, do a certain thing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just don't live up to our own expectations. Oof, right.
Mm-hmm. Says me as I hide behind my big, big mug of tea.
So I think that's...
No, I think you're absolutely right. Like, sometimes it's really one of those things that we fail to like reckon with, when we need to be still, but everything around us is really pulling us in different directions. And so really trying to just keep yourself in the moment, stay focused on the goal at hand, and trust the process.
That was a good topic. That was a good segue.
Thank you.
A good segue that sets off our momentum.
This is what happens when you put our brains together. We just come up with some really ingenious stuff. I'm just saying.
And having compassion with ourselves in that too, right? Like, we don't always do that. Like, I can... So this is also like a technique that we talk about. How would you talk to a friend who was coming to you with that this issue? What would be some things that you say to them?
I'm not laughing because I'm just like, oh, this sounds like everyday conversation for us. It's every day. Karina, I need you to knock some sense into me right now.
So yeah, there's times when if I'm not there, or if you're not there, or my sister's not there, or someone is not there to validate, right, and help me come down off the ladder or off the chair or whatever, just to come down and calm down. So it's reminding myself that I can be that person for myself. I can ground myself.
You sure can.
I can talk to myself like things that I would say to you. I could say those same things to myself. I may not believe them all the time. Most of the time I'll say that I'm fighting with myself, or I don't believe it, or I'm invalidating myself in some way. Mm-hmm. But again, it's just repeating those same things over and over and trusting the process.
Most definitely. So, says you, as I'm like, I haven't done this in so long, I'm scared that I'm going to press something and everything's going to go kaput.
It's okay. It's okay.
No, it's not. It's not okay because I don't have a backup recording.
It's okay.
We'll figure it out. Anywho, so today actually was one of those days where I was just like, man, I was telling someone at work, I was like, my venting buddy is not here and I don't know what to do with myself. I feel so lost because I'm like stuck in this thought and I need to evacuate it. Like, as quickly as possible. So what I ended up doing was actually shutting the door to my office and turning on the meditation music. And I closed my eyes for a few minutes and I was like, okay, what do I need to do next? Make a list. And so here I am like an idiot writing and with my eyes closed. And I was like, oh, if Karina could see me now, she would be so proud.
I wouldn't say you're an idiot. I wouldn't say that.
You know, I'm very self-deprecating sometimes, so I can't help it. But anyway.
Yeah.
We all are, I think, too.
Yeah, because we don't always have somebody. We're fortunate enough to work together to be, you know, we're best buds, mm-hmm. you know, but to lean on each other in those moments. Mm-hmm. Not sure. Everybody gets to work with their best friend.
This is true. I'm absolutely, positively, truly grateful. So,
Ryan,
it just makes the day so much better.
It was like a happy accident. It's a happy accident.
Who would have thought how many years have it been? 6 years?
Probably like a six little or more seven. Than six,
yeah. 6 years ago that here we would be sitting here in my dining room on the computer talking to doing cyberspace.
Doing great things, spreading the message, teaching people, hopefully teaching people something about how to take care of themselves and normalizing mental health and issues.
Yes.
Because that's the goal here is just normalize this stuff because it's a human experience.
Well, I mean, we all go through it. Yes. And I can't tell you time and time again how much I have to tell clients on a daily, like, we are human. We crave connection. We need to be in communion with one another, however that may be. And at the most inopportune times when you're feeling at your worst, you push the people away that you need the most. And we've got to stop doing that because one of the best predictors of recovery is how much support you have. And so
I know, I'm like, I'm dancing.
This is right up our alley. So,
but for each other too.
Well, for sure.
You know, we're not prone to
No, we are definitely not immune to any of those stressors that anybody goes through on any given day. And to be quite frank with you, this whole journey through COVID has been unbelievably, like, just tumultuous, I think is the best word I could think of right now. Yeah. It's just like one day is great, one day sucks, one day is better than the last, and another day is just like,
I still go back to like my first therapist, right? through the COVID experience was like, it's battle fatigue. And that made sense to me, right? Mm-hmm. It was just a prolonged kind of agony sometimes and just unsure. But even in the what's happening in the world today, I think it just adds another layer of complication and emotions and stress, right? Mm-hmm. And how do we deal with that and still go to work, still raise kids, still have to cook dinner, clean the house, still have to do your day-to-day.
Take care of your pets, try to live your life, and still have fun somewhere in there.
Right, but so stressed out.
But like the most stressful fun ever. Where you're like, oh, phone's ringing, where's my phone? I lost it.
You feel bad for having fun. It's okay, trust the process. It's okay. Hang it up if you're not, you know, disconnect, have fun. It is okay to give yourself that grace during difficult times because our brain needs a break from all of that stress. So.
It sure does. And I will say that, you know, although I have missed us doing this, I have thoroughly enjoyed also taking a break and not feeling pressured to perform and to do this for fun because I feel stress and pressure to perform everywhere else, like when it comes to work, right? But I love my job. Don't get me wrong. I love it. It's just very stressful sometimes.
For sure.
Most every day, so every minute.
this is an everyday conversation.
No, but okay.
When we feel stressed,
in my defense, it's like 24/7 on edge, be ready to go no matter what. And so, like,
you're gonna
all that built up, like adrenaline and angst.
No, you're in
like
fight or flight all day.
All day,
you're gonna get prolonged stress, PTSD. You know.
I don't doubt it. And I'll tell you why. Because on the days where I do get to disconnect, I literally hear my phone like phantom ringing.
Yeah.
It's like so ridiculous. So and then I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, and I feel guilty like for putting things down. But it's just so necessary.
Yeah.
So necessary. Yes, Melissa, I love my job. So it's just a little challenging sometimes, but I think it wouldn't be as rewarding without that challenge, because that's how we grow as professionals, as people. Like,
also, I'm gonna call you out on something.
Okay.
This is a loving challenge.
It's okay.
You're a therapist who knows how to take care of themselves.
So oh, do I do. That. I have been.
Right?
I
do have that.
Been. It's You're... been a very interesting journey these last, what, 2-3 years? Just trying to figure out, like, how to...
The work-life balance.
Enjoy life and still be able to function at work and not feel like I'm, like, not able to manage or do stuff. So, because, you know... I'm an anxious creature by nature. Did you know that?
Oh, no, you don't say. You know, I'm just founding this out.
Know, right? And so constantly, like, always, like, oh, my God, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. And sometimes it's really hard to shut that
I would
off.
Just like to tell you, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm like, oh, it'll be there.
That's
it's
so
fine.
Nice. That's so her down. And so not her all at the same time.
It really depends. But write it down. It's fine. It'll be okay. Mm-hmm. But we'll figure it out. Yeah. One thing, that's what I put, one thing at a time.
We can only do one thing.
Make
at
a list.
Time.
What's the most pressing thing? Okay, let's do that first.
Uh-huh. This is why you're my work buddy. So you can make me focus. And that's why I had to shut the door
calm,
and turn on the music, because I was like,
when
oh
she's
my
calm,
gosh,
I'm allowed to be anxious.
We're and like a me, seesaw.
And me anxious looks weird because I'm like so, I feel like it looks weird to people.
I don't know that I can say or agree with that statement.
Oh, because I ruminate.
And I'm like, this is you 24/7.
You're ruminating again.
She's trying to play it off like she's over anxious, right?
I like to minimize too. That's something new about me. I minimize things. But I ruminate.
So, okay, in fairness, right? Minimization, when you're an anxious creature, helps you to kind of like avoid
and
the
I like
emotional
to compartmentalize.
Right? Well, so it's avoidance behavior. It's avoidance behavior. And so, again, I'm an anxious creature by nature. And so my default move is like, I don't want to deal with this. Let's go take a nap. Let's go eat. Let's go do this. Let's go over here. And like, I need a squirrel moment. I need to check out, right? But I also know that that can be very much like destructive behavior. And so trying to find other productive ways to
balance
maneuver that and still be able to do things and get things done and feel like some sense of accomplishment and productivity. That has been
so it's helpful to have insight about yourself. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Having insight is key to know the way how we operate and in what ways we operate and what are things that we can that are barriers for us to being our most productive selves and then counteracting that, right? So if we know that we have this avoidant, roll my eyes, behavior, or ruminating, right? Setting up our day to do things to alleviate that if we know that this is already our pattern, right? And our style, so.
So I set my watch, right? To where it dings every hour. So every hour when it dings, guess what I get to do? I get to get up and walk around and go to the bathroom and drink water and like do all those self-care things that you forget to do during the day sometimes, right? Because you get so like hyper-focused and you're just like, I gotta get this done. And then, it's like, oh my God, I gotta go to the bathroom.
And I'm over here like, hey, it's lunchtime, girl. Let's roll out. Put it down.
Wait. Okay, time out. Because today, and I'm just using today as an example, you know, now that we carpool and all, this has been a very interesting journey. This one rolls into my office like, come on, let's go, you ready? And then she sits down and she whips out her laptop. I was like, bro, I thought you were ready to go.
Because I'm a professional and I have to use my time accordingly. And if I'm sitting there, I'm going to be productive sitting there. but I'm ready to burn out at 5 o'clock. Always
and
know
it wasn't
that.
Even 5 o'clock,
I
it
know,
was
it's
like
like 5:30.
5:30.
I know.
So yeah, we are constantly like, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Wait, I gotta answer this real quick. Wait, I gotta answer this real quick. So then one of us has to like reel it in and say, no, it can wait. It can wait. Breathe.
Trust the process.
We have to. Until I get in the car when we're carpooling, and then I'm like, let me respond to this email right now. And you do the same thing, so don't even trip.
I know. So. But we're learning to let that go, to put it down. I've been taking my bag home, but I'm not doing work at home because that's my home time. So allowing myself to let it go. Mm-hmm. It'll be there tomorrow. And that's what I have to constantly tell myself. It'll be there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I can't keep sacrificing these wonderful people at my house for, you know, something else. So it's finding that work-life balance.
Yeah.
It's deciding how I want to take care of myself, so that I can continue to do the work. Because if I don't do those things, if we don't do those things, we're going to be no good to the people that we're serving, to our communities, to our jobs, to our families.
For sure.
And that's not fair.
Yeah. Ditto. I'm all. Ditto. Yeah. And I had something else to say and it went like a bubble. I was thinking work-life balance.
Work-life balance.
Right. But how do you avoid your work-life balance from becoming avoidant behavior? Or prevent work-life balance from becoming avoidant behavior? Because it's very easy to say, oh, well, I'm home now. I'm not going to touch this. But then if you don't take the time to like strategically plan your day each day, then you get bombarded the next day by not only all the things that you didn't do the day before, but all the things that are now pressing all of a sudden for today, right? So really being purposeful with prioritizing time.
Yeah, so, you answered it. You just processed your own question.
I know, I did it on purpose. Golly.
Being purposeful, right? Let's go full circle.
Trusting the process.
And being purposeful about how you're going to strategically plan your day. And also, like, communicating effectively, right? If it's too much on our plate, being able to advocate for ourselves. I think that's work-life balance also.
For sure. Very hard lesson to learn.
Yeah. Because it feels uncomfortable.
Well,
because
I don't like saying no.
We want to be sometimes we pressure ourselves to be this overachiever or to do these great things, or we don't want to squander these opportunities given to us, right? And so it's a lot of, we and especially if we're like, what is it, the type A? Like, man, we want to get things done. We want to be the best. We want to be.
I don't know that I'm a type A personality. I'm too laid back for that.
Bro,
I feel like type A people are like so like crack the whip, and that's not me. I don't feel like that, but then again, I am a perfectionist. I do like things a certain way. I like them to be done well, so they don't have to be done over again, because that is a super huge waste of time. Like having to do double effort to me is like so unproductive.
So lots of lessons to learn.
And having to trust the process. And I think that in alone is a lesson to be learned. Learning to trust
yourself, to take care of yourself.
Which is difficult for some people.
Yeah.
So, and also just learning to trust that things are going to roll themselves out in due time the way they were meant to. As long as you're doing what you can to make sure you're good to go. Right? You're doing the right thing. The right things will happen. It's like a chain reaction. So
trust the process.
Trusting the process.
Trusting the process.
Aren't you so glad I came up with that today?
It is okay to be where you are, how you are, where you are. In this moment, you're right where you need to be.
Yeah. And trust the process. Trusting that things will work themselves out in due time.
Yeah. And if they don't, this will be okay at some point.
Mm-hmm. There's a lesson to learn from that, even if they don't work out. So, because in every challenge lies opportunity for growth.
I feel like we should do ASMR.
Wow.
ASMR.
Yeah.
Trust the process.
You have to like kindly
tap. We're off track.
You have to kindly tap the mic.
We're off
track. Okay, yeah. People are going to start to think like, oh my gosh, where the heck have these bras been all this time?
This is our self-care.
Cooped up.
This is our self-care. We've done fun things.
I know. I can't. I don't disagree. We always do something fun. And every day has an opportunity for laughter, and I appreciate that. So, yes. My tea is making me, like, really flustered.
Because that's a really big cup. I don't know if you guys had an opportunity to look at this.
It says I like big bugs, and
yeah,
I cannot
but
lie.
It's really big.
It was my gift.
Look at it compared to this.
Okay, this first of all, there's not enough tea in this cup. It gets too cold fast. So
but this is why I like it, guys.
She just wants the fancy sauce.
My tea. This is why I like.
Yeah, you're going to spill your tea everywhere. That's why you need it. My God. Just leave me in my big old mug alone. Okay. It was a gift from my lovely team.
I'm going to need some crumpets.
You almost made me spit my tea out. Anyway.
Well, I think we've talked and rambled long mm-hmm. enough.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for everyone that has joined us.
Yes, thanks for being here, for your feedback.
Continued support.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to hear any other topics or...
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, I mean, all things considered, I mean, we took almost a year long hiatus, but
we always think about the fishbowl.
Yes, and we talk about it all the time. It's one of those fun facts I like to use in my training.
Yeah.
Fun fact about me is I get to co-host the podcast. So it's always a good topic, like, of conversation. So, yeah.
These are all our rough drafts, by the way.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
She keeps saying that.
That's what we did.
Like, we're going to get a professional to look at our stuff and fix the sound and all that. And then eventually... We will get better.
For real. So, we'll be the for real drafts.
Yes.
These are just the rough drafts.
Yeah, because in her mind, this is going to be like a multi-million-dollar project for us.
I'm not grandiose. I promise. I just like to dream big. Dream big or go home. What else am I going to do? Work all day? You got to have dreams.
I'm like, too bad we already do work all day.
Well, see, I get to dream and pretend.
This is true.
That I'm going to be a famous DJ and a podcaster. What is
that? I'm thinking about the conversation we had the other day with the IT guy at work, and that was hilarious.
Oh.
And you were all like, oh.
Well,
it was like the light behind Jesus came on.
He should have never talked to me.
In all fairness, like, IT guys are cool. I tried to tell you this. IT guys are cool. They're a little, you know, different because, you know, they're different. They're IT guys, but they're still cool.
Yeah, they got a lot of cool gadgets.
And I appreciate them very much because they keep work rolling for the most part.
Ditto.
But also they get to like, show us, like, neat stuff, and that I like. So, anywho. Okay, we talk way too much and my cheeks hurt now from laughing so hard. I haven't laughed this much in a steady stream of time in a hot minute.
Are you kidding me? We just laughed this morning when we were getting
out
of the car.
But not like for what? We've been on almost 30 minutes straight.
Oh.
No, because in the car we have like quiet time. And then we start getting all loud and rambunctious. And then we have quiet time.
I don't even remember what we were laughing at.
Yes, because every so often we have to pause for a phone call. Right, so then it's quiet, And then you hang up the phone, and then we get right back into our topic of conversation and start yapping like old batty women, and then laugh. And then get quiet again because here comes another phone call.
It's like this. You know, it's serious face, laughter face, serious face. Hang up. Let's go.
Anyway, y'all have a good night. Late. It's been fun, and we'll be back again soon. Yes. So,
adios.
Oh wait, I forgot my joke. Okay.
Do that one.
Which one? This one? Oh, okay, yes. Well, no, but I've already posted it on social media, so everybody's going to know the response.
Okay, go.
What kind of pants do ghosts wear? Blue jeans. I cracked myself.
I know. It's like cringy and funny at the same time.
It's so cool. Okay, anyway, it is, what time is it? I don't even know what time it is, but it's late. 30. And I gotta get ready for bed. So, mm-hmm. That old lady vibe is kicking in.
Same.
Good night.